Well, a warm welcome to you one and all here on this wonderful Tuesday, the 16th of August, 2022. It is our 49th program called At Ease here at 93.6 FM, your good news community radio station based in KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa. I am your host, Chris Meyer, and it is a wonderful privilege for me this afternoon to be your host for the next half an hour or so, and I trust that you were really at ease as you prepare maybe for the morning, maybe for the evening. It all depends where you are stationed, where you are situated, in what country, whatsoever you can tune in. May God really bless you one and all, especially for our veterans, our military people all over the world. This program is specially for you, and the program is to such a way to encourage you, yes, to also to help you to persevere in the duties that God has called you to be. Maybe you are in a permanent force, maybe you are just a national serviceman to do your service, whatsoever the case may be. Friends, may God bless you as we have a wonderful lineup for you tonight. As you know, regularly our devotions by the chaplain Ben Smith, and we have some music by the South African Navy Band. We have our testimony, we have a new, how can I say, edition of the question from the captain, and yeah, we have the news. And I trust that everything that is going to play and anything is going to air tonight, that God will be glorified and that He will draw you closer to Him. Well, folks, let's listen to the first item on our program tonight, and that is the devotion from Chaplain Ben Smith, as he's going to share on the issue concerning relationships.
A very good morning to everybody. I trust that you are well. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 16 and verse 25. And our theme for this morning is, relationships must devour you. Let us agree, a relationship with anybody comes at a price. It has the potential to devour one completely because it feeds off you. It is especially true of relationship that has depth, but we do get relationships that are a mile wide and an inch deep. A relationship consumes like a fire, and you need to understand that you are the fuel. Those who are reluctant to give of themselves in a relationship deny themselves of depth and stability and is set up for failure. Only when all of you are given away, all of you consumed, has a relationship attained its purpose. Christ had to give His life for Father God to have a relationship with us. And this you need to remember. You cannot hold on to your life and have a relationship with Him or anybody. The question is, how deep is your relationships? Let us pray. Father God, we want to thank You that we understand that the most important thing for You is to have a relationship with me. And thank You, Lord, that You've paid in full to have that relationship with me. And we want to thank You for that. And thank You, Lord, that we can understand this morning these words, for whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. Thank You, Lord, that we are losing our lives today so that we can find it, as I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Relationships. And you know, friends, I think it's one of those things that you open yourself up to be vulnerable. In any relationship, friendship, doesn't matter, with your spouse or maybe to someone else, to your pastor, to the church, whosoever, that you stand in a friendly relationship, or even in a romantic relationship, like I said, to your spouse, that you open yourself up to be vulnerable. And especially if you are wounded in your own heart, in your own life, that what people has done to you, it is not so easy to then to give something of yourself, because you will always have that fear that you're going to be hurt again. And this is one of those things where we have to trust one another with our friendship, with our relationship. Because when I am in a relationship with you as a friend, I open myself up to be vulnerable, to be fragile. I can be, you know, you can turn around and you can be a backstabber, or I can turn around and be a backstabber. I can slander you. You trust me with your relationship. You trust me with your friendship, and vice versa. And this is so fragile. So, like Paul said, you know, we have a treasure in this jar, and a jar is very fragile. It can break so easily. But we have to give something of ourselves in relationships to reflect God. God is a relational God. He's not there somewhere in heaven in a distance, sitting there watching us with a binoculars and then just to see where he can, you know, beat us up. No, he wants to have a close relationship with us. Doesn't matter how wounded we are, because he wants to heal us, so that we can look with a fresh new outlook through the glasses, a new perspective through his eyes. I trust that you really enjoy this devotion, because it touched the heart. And I know when I was in the army, it makes one hard. It makes one actually sometimes morbid, you know. And I think you know what I'm going to. And it is only then, especially if you have so many setbacks and disappointments in life, that God can restore. And the one that will never come and, reject us, and that is God. Friends, may God bless you. We're going to listen now to our first Navy Band song, Plea for Africa. It's actually for the Navy Band, as they're going to play it for us. There's always this plea. If I look at how many heart cries, how many prayers go up to God for Africa and for the continent, it is for the salvation of this world. Let's listen to the Navy Band as they're going to play for us this wonderful piece of music.
To Africa, with the cherish town and bless all hearts from his heaven above. All the leaves when moved by grace they so sweetly sing. Pray for peace in Africa.
Africa. That is the prayer of our hearts for Africa. God bless Africa. I can remember when I was in the army, and every time when we go to the border, my mother, she passed away now in December last year, always was worrying and cry unto God that her son will come back alive from the border, and always sending her in her letters. Those years was not, you know, cell phones and what we have today, and internet and so forth. There was a tiki box, telephone, you know, the landline. And then in her messages and in her greetings in the letters that she sent, it's always that God will bless you and bless the people that is with you on the border, that God will bring all of you, safely home. But unfortunately, not everybody make it home. But folks, yeah, remember Africa, remember the world, remember where our friends and our brothers has been stationed in difficult and dangerous situations to protect our lives. And one thing of this is that God, if I can say it with respect, God is colorblind. For him, he's not a respecter of person. When you are in the army and you are on the border, you protect your country from the enemy. Doesn't matter who is in your country that you want to protect. All colors, all races, all cultures, because it matters. And we salute you all who stand there fighting, wounded. And we don't know what is the hardship that you go through. But may God bless you and thank you for the service that you rendered to your country all over the world. We're going to listen now at Graeme Wilson here at 93.6 FM, your Good News Community Radio Station, based in KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa, at the program called At Ease, where your host is Chris Meyer, the side of the microphone. Graeme Wilson going to narrate for us a testimony from the Challenge, the Military Challenge newspaper. A lady, Janine Becky, I hope I pronounce her name correctly, competitive but kind. And I want you to listen to it. And remember, if I can put a disclaimer before we play it, we don't promote tattoos. We do not promote many, many things that many people do. I just want to say that to you. So if there is a sensitive listener that listen now to this testimony, please be advised, be aware of this. May God bless you as we listen to this testimony. Competitive, but kind.
following testimony is taken from the military edition of the Challenge newspaper, The Good Newspaper. Competitive but kind. 20 seconds, that's all it took for soccer player Janine Becky to cement her place in Olympic history and at just 22 years old. In that time, probably less than what it took for most spectators to find a parking space, Janine scored the first goal for Canada against Australia at the 2016 Rio Olympics. It still stands today as the fastest goal in women's Olympic history. Janine now lives in Manchester because in 2018, the talented forward was signed by English women's Super League club Manchester City. But it hasn't been all plain sailing and medals. In 2015, Janine was acutely disappointed to be excluded from Canada's World Cup team. It's at times like that that she draws strength from the words tattooed on the inside of her left wrist. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Those words are from the Bible, verse Isaiah 40, verse 31. Janine, who is a committed Christian, says her faith has molded her life and her career since her childhood in Colorado. It's a really, really important part of my life, says the 27-year-old, who was part of the Canadian team that won the Olympic gold in Japan in 2020. I was raised as a Christian, and it's about how I operate, how I treat other people, and even how I feel about myself. It's something incredibly important to me and influences everything I do, how I react to things. I'm learning from it all the time. Indeed, it wasn't just through the bad times that Janine leans on her faith. It's equally important to her in the good times as well. Her overriding goal is simple, to be like Jesus. I was raised by parents who taught me and my siblings to be humble athletes, she wrote for SportingGoMag.com. I believe a big role of every Christ follower is to behave as much as like Jesus as we can. Janine says it was her Catholic upbringing that instilled a foundation of faith in me, and it was while I was at Christian high school that I started to learn more about Jesus and make my faith my own. Janine accepted Jesus into her life when she was about 15, and says she felt that that was the moment my life changed completely. But I didn't realize at the time there would be so many highs and lows. But as she wrestled with disappointments, she came to realize that her anchor in life should be Christ, not her career. On her eponymous YouTube channel, she says that football is a passion for her, but that when it comes to life, what motivates me is knowing that there is something bigger, something more than just myself and for me, and that's my faith. It drives me in what I'm doing every day, how I treat my friends, the attitude that I go into training with, because when you strip it all away, I have my faith there, and that's the constant for me. When people click on my profile, the first thing that they should see is that I'm a Jesus follower. Being so open about her faith has led her to getting what Janine calls banter from her friends and teammates. I'm still working out the best way to deal with that, but I've had cool experiences where people have asked me big questions about God. I also have a teammate who has come to church with me a few times, and when certain things have happened, I've been able to tell her, "You know that's God, right?" It makes all those hard moments so worth it. Looking forward, Janine says her professional dream is to win the World Cup and to be the best player in the world at some point. But I also want to take my platform and use it to grow God's kingdom, and I have a lot of ideas about how to go about that. I want to start a non-profit that helps families who have been affected by cancer to get their kids involved in sport. There's a lot that I'm still learning about bringing faith into the locker room. Some people are curious. Some people really don't care. Some people really don't want to hear it. So it's understanding that and realizing that I don't really have to say anything to share my faith. It's all about how I act and how I treat them. I want others to remember me as a kind, compassionate, and great teammate while being hardworking and relentless on the field. I used to think that those two things couldn't coexist, but I know that God gave me a competitive spirit for a reason. God gives each of us, his children, gifts and abilities, and it's our responsibility to use them to bring glory to him, using even the competitive spirit he gave us.
Competitive but kind. You know, Matthew 28 says, "Go into all the world and make disciples." And that means all the world of sports, the world of politics, the world of, you mentioned that. You name that, God said, go into all of the world. Why? So that he can be reflected. Make disciples of every tribe and every tongue, every nation, every people group that is on this planet Earth. Now, what I like about her testimony is God don't show you everything when you received him. He's not going to show you the highs and the lows and what is waiting for you and me. No. All he asks is that we will lay down our lives by following him, because he called us up to die. Yeah, you didn't know that when you receive Christ as your Savior, you are being called to salvation, to die for him. Because that is what Jesus has laid down his life for us. And if need be, you and I have to lay it down. And by God's grace, he will do it and he will give it, that grace, what you and I need when we lay it down and when we have to lay it down. Sometimes, and listen to this, sometimes when we lay it down, and I think many times it is true, I think most of the time, that when a life is being given, so that a life, a life is being taken, so that life can be given. Remember, when life has been given, there's a life that has been taken. And for the child of God, a true Christian, reborn out of the Spirit of God, this is an honor. If it is for me, to die one day for my country was, the greatest honor for me while you are on earth. How much more to lay down your life for the kingdom of God? Think about that. Well, folks, we're going to listen now to Graham Wilson once again, as he going to share his greetings to us. And maybe we can say it's not late, because August is our birthday month of 1 year by the grace of God. Let's listen to Graham Wilson's greetings.
Greetings and congratulations from Graham Wilson, presenter of testimonies from the military edition of the Challenge newspaper on the first anniversary of At Ease airing. Well done to GCNR. The broadcasts have a far-reaching impact on listeners' lives with encouragement, inspiration, and biblical teaching for those who know and follow Jesus and those yet to come to know him. I pray God will continue to bless your labors in his service.
Thank you, Graham Wilson. You are part of that as well. Thank you for your unselfish sacrifice to bring every week for us the testimonies and put it for us together. It's a great honor to have you as well on board of this wonderful team that God has put together. Folks, you listen to 93.6 FM, your Good News Community Radio station, here at KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa. This is our 49th program. Can you believe it? Yeah, we are growing older as the days and weeks gone by and go by. And I trust that you are still, wherever you are stationed, being blessed so far with the program that we have put together for you. We're going to listen now to Captain Peter as he's going to share with us the two questions with the a new twist in it. He started last week with it to help us to grow in this area. Let's listen to him.
Good evening, At Ease listeners. These past 9 months or so, we've heard the two questions, two spiritual questions regarding where you stand before Almighty God and the gift of eternal life. The first question being, have you come to that place in your spiritual life where you know for certain that if you were to die, you would go to heaven? And the second question, suppose you were to die and appear before Almighty God and he were to ask, why should I allow you into my heaven? What would you say? Two piercing questions that need an answer, in which prayerfully you can now answer, or you were able to answer. But now the question being, don't you want to ask people those questions that you know and want to know, where do they stand before Almighty God? Diagnostic questions to ascertain where they stand before God and perhaps help them to find salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. So perhaps you're in a foxhole, perhaps you're in a car or an aeroplane, and you have a few moments with someone. You might never see them again, but you felt led to share the good news with them. So how do you do this? Maybe it's also just with a neighbor. It's going to take over a few months. You can ask the two questions. And of course, one's got to earn the right. You can't just go in there guns blazing, so to say. It once happened at a Bible college where this outline was being taught, and they went out for practical training, got into a taxi, and the one student straight away said, "Suppose you were to die." And of course, the one person in the taxi got such a fright that he jumped out, slid open the door, and got out the first opportunity, worried that he was perhaps going to die. But of course, the question had been asked too quickly, and the right to ask the question had not been obtained. So over the next few months, we'll share how to share the two questions in the gospel. But we'll start tonight then with developing a friendly relationship. So this is critical. You know, also walking the talk. You've got to set a good example. People must see in you the love of Christ. They must see in you the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So the first point would be a sincere interest in the person's life. Ask him questions like where he went to school, why he joined the military, or the job that he's in. Taking a sincere interest, not just quickly, but taking some time to get to know him better. And sincere listening, not just what's the next question or what next in developing a friendly relationship, but sincerely listening to his answers. And perhaps he's telling you about his grandmother that died or the financial situation he's in. And these are things that you can help with later. So listen sincerely that he can see that you take an interest in him. And sincere caring, that there's follow-up and that you really, he heard what he had to say and you want to care and be there for him. And of course, this all goes about the Holy Spirit helping you, that you're dependent on the Holy Spirit helping you through this time. And so you'd be perhaps silently praying, others praying for you, knowing that you love to share the gospel, and you get prayer partners. But the first point then is developing a friendly relationship. And so I'd like to leave that with you, that before you ask the two questions, that you develop this friendly relationship with people. Even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes that it takes, or it might be over a few months, but you might only have that moment in life, that opportunity that is there and then gone, that you meet this person. And then you've sown seeds in his heart, the two questions, and the Holy Spirit, of course, dependent that he will continue to speak to this person's heart afterwards. So thank you. So take that to heart, developing this friendly relationship, that you can earn the right then to ask the two questions that you will come to in a few weeks' time. Now thank you. Every blessing in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Captain Peter Lawrence, for that presentation. And I agree with that. And the reason why I agree with that is I was an introvert. And you know, I was very shy to talk to people. I will never thought in my wildest dreams that one day I'm going to sit this side of the microphone and talk to the world out there, or even to be a pastor. Come on, maybe in your dreams, but I corner. But God is shaping people. God is the one who will take you out of that introvert, I don't know how can I say it, but to a not someone that is so assertive, but someone that can start speaking. And I was very, very nervous to speak to people. I would rather give you a track and say, just read it. There's a number at the back. You can phone that person or whatsoever. But a number at that back of that track was my number. And maybe if you phone on the telephone, you know, you act differently because now it's one-on-one. So one-on-one, it's just I don't see you in the eye and you don't see me in the eye. So over a phone, it is totally different. But to the right to earn, or earn the right to ask, that is very important. You know, if I think of what Graham Wilson was saying about Janine and how God has changed her life and to be changed. Changed into what? You know, Captain Peter said that you have to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. And to change into what? You know, and maybe you can go and read Colossians chapter 1, because there is a standard that you and I need to change. It's not just to be a better person, no, but to be Christ-like. To be transformed, metamorphosis from a caterpillar to a wonderful butterfly. There in the secret, in that cocoon, awesome things happened. When that little caterpillar is spinning a cocoon around him, there's no bones in that jelly. What can I say? So jellyish. It looks like a jellyfish without bones. This is just a piece of. But when that caterpillar transforms inside of that cocoon, something totally different. Totally different. There's nothing of the caterpillar that can be recognized. Something that got suddenly 4 or 8 legs and a beautiful colors and wings and. Wow, where does that come from? That is where we change from where I am to Christ-likeness. That is to walk the walk. And we call it friendship evangelism. That is what Captain Peter was explaining to us. And thank you, Captain. Because there's many out there like me that we don't have that courage, we are shy, maybe we are still wounded inside, and thank you for that, because it challenges us, it encourages us to take little baby steps to speak, to earn the right to talk and to ask. May God bless you. Friends, we're going to listen now to our second part of the interview that our CEO here at the Mission, Jivanadi Mission, Dr. Gregory the Nation, has an interview with Captain Peter Lawrence and with Pastor Max Mpondi when they were here in July last month. And listen now to the second part of this wonderful interview.
But with the help of military ministries through their support of the AMCF, we are seeing revival in places. Like I went to South Korea, what I saw there was greatly amazing. I saw young men and women being baptized, like baptizing 5,000 on a daily basis. And this is through the work of the military ministry, and the churches bear testimony that we having men fill our pews because of the military ministry. It was easy for them to win the females, the ladies, but not the men. But in South Korea, as men have to pass through, national service, everyone has to pass through at least 2 years of national service. And there, in the military, because you have a trigger-happy neighbor here in North Korea, you have to know the testimony of South Korea is that it is Jesus only that preserved that country. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a South Korea. So the military of South Korea, they are so focused on Jesus. And that, working with the churches, has brought revival to that great nation. And in Africa, I see that happening in East Africa. And I'm praying that also that will come to Southern Africa. If you go to places like Uganda, they really have taken the gospel to the next level. Most of the leaders are Christian leaders. When you have Christian commanders, they allow you, they support you. So they have every support, even from the top, from their president. And in Uganda, they have a spouses association, which is so powerful. It helps the Ugandan MCF. And my understanding is that also the president's wife is part of the spouses fellowship. So even if they want to process things, they can actually have influence or support that comes even from the nation.
That is so encouraging, and I just love to hear you talk about revival, because that's close to our hearts as well. God coming down and making himself known amongst the people. I think probably in the very near future, our country might be in a position where our people will be willing for the first time in a long time to actually hear and listen to God, because they would have depleted all their own avenues and resources they could have been relying on. Captain Lawrence, you've shared with us how the SACMF cares for and encourages the Christian soldier. What is the reason that you and Reverend Mpondi undertook this road trip that you are on presently?
The SAMCF is very strong in the coastal ports, towns, cities.
That must be close to your heart, because you were a Navy man.
Well, I think that's maybe a little bit why we have committees mostly in these Cape Town, Gqeberha, and Durban. An army, it hasn't been that easy. And in the early days, the SAMCF was seen to be Navy only, and my denomination, Baptist, just because I was, which was totally incorrect, of course. It was for all faith groups, Christian, and for all services, in other words, the Air Force, Army, Navy, and SAMS. But for many years now, I've been aware that we haven't reached, we don't have strong committees in any of our provinces, really, other than the Western Cape and maybe Gqeberha. Durban, and so that's been my heart cry, to actually visit the other provinces and to be able to establish then committees with the help of the chaplains. And we've been blessed on this trip to actually get some very positive responses from the chaplains with regard to helping us set up committees. A few chaplains want to get all the chaplains together from their province and tell them about the SAMCF, and request them to look, let them know, the senior chaplain, then who the Christians are at their units, and then establishing a SAMCF committee. So that's been the main reason for our trip then. I'm very thankful to Military Ministries International for sponsoring our trip, and for Max accompanying me, him being responsible for MMR for the Africa South region, of which I'm presently the vice president. We have one world president, a Sri Lankan general, and he has 14 vice presidents. In Africa, there are 4 vice presidents, 2 in Francophone and Anglophone Africa, then the East and Africa South, as Max explained his area of responsibility. So Max also has a heart cry for our region, of which there are 14 countries. And South Africa has seen to be obviously a big country with a big GDP and a Christian heart, I believe. And we believe South Africa can play a vital role in the region if we have a strong military Christian fellowship. We also have with regard to a lighthouse fellowship concept as well, where South Africa looks after, doesn't look after, but encourages Namibia, Lesotho, and Eswatini, the MCFs. And during our trip, we were blessed to actually visit Lesotho and spend some time with them. In fact, last weekend, and had a truly blessed time there.
Going to ask you, because I see that you've done some 3,000 kilometers so far already. And these are some of the highlights. Any others?
Yeah. That was the reason. And some of the highlights have been... The first big highlight was 2 weeks before setting out. I was ready to throw in the towel, actually. I wasn't getting answers. I wasn't getting much happening, and also leaving it to the last moment in some senses to organize things. And I believe the Holy Spirit spoke to me, because I was saying to my wife, and I said, should I phone Roddy Porter, Major General retired, who heads up MMR? And I knew it would be not good for Max, who was, had booked his ticket already and was looking forward to the trip. But nevertheless, I didn't want to throw money, you know, away if nothing was going to happen. And I woke up one morning, or during the night, felt apostles had gone out with a lot less than I had in faith to go and share the good news and spread the gospel. And yeah, I was sort of wanting to maybe cry it off. So that was the first real feeling the Lord speak to me. I mean, the fact that we'd got all the money I budgeted for was wonderful. And truly, Max and I have seen the Lord go before us in the most miraculous way. Mm. And there's so many wonderful accounts and testimonies we've heard along the way. And we've been made so welcome. And often we were thinking we were not going to see anyone, but the Lord's just opened the doors. And one testimony in Khabera, a civilian told us about the day he walked into the lieutenant's office, and the lieutenant was the other way around. The lieutenant walked into the head of the MCF in Khabera, and the lieutenant said, is the army paying you to read the Bible? And of course, the young Raymond wasn't too happy with that, but he couldn't say anything to the lieutenant. That night, the lieutenant phoned him and said, I'm sorry, I overreacted there. 2 weeks later, he phoned the chaplain and said, I want to commit my life to the Lord.
Wow.
And he's now a colonel serving in the SANDF store, full colonel. But anyway, a year or so later, Raymond walked into his office, and the lieutenant was reading his Bible. he said, is the army paying you to read the Bible? And of course, the lieutenant pretended to throw the book. He laughed, but it was a good one. But no, it's been wonderful. All along the way, we've just been so, so blessed. And now being blessed here at Juvenardi, we just keep on feeling the goodness of the Lord and His faithfulness to us.
Yeah.
And we've made some wonderful contacts along the way, both civilian people wanting to help us in the bed and breakfasts, and it's just been so good.
What else would you like to bring to the attention of our listener that you would regard as being important, and what they can pray for, and how can they assist?
Yeah, I think to pray for the establishment now of these committees and the follow-up. It's so easy to do a trip like this and, you know, at the end of it you say, phew, it's done and nothing else. We need to really follow up.
And when the dust settles, there's nothing there.
Yeah, and to keep on encouraging and be keeping contact, which Max MMR do very well, and what I need to do. And so, yeah, prayers for that these soldiers will press on. Another incident that happened was at the Three Military Hospital, where we went to see a major and her daughter who wasn't well. We walked into the area, casualty area, and this young sergeant stood up, Peter! And I'd been trying to get hold of him. It was a divine appointment that we hadn't even planned. And he's been such a help. He's put us in contact with one of the doctors. So, yeah, listeners, your prayers are vital for our ministry. And if you have time to pray for the work of the SAMCF, we would truly value that. And we've truly seen the Lord working in our lives and in our trip. We've beheld His goodness, His faithfulness and love to us.
Now, if folks wanted to get hold of you, I suppose that's possible. How could they do that?
Yeah, thank you. Well, we're blessed to have this At Ease radio program, which on GNCR, I mean, just Good News Community Radio, thrilled to have been going for almost a year now, and in August we'll celebrate the 1 year. So we have a website, www.samcf.co.za. We have a Facebook site, and certainly on that radio program or through GNCR, they'd be able to give you more contact information on the SAMCF. On the website, then, there is information as to how to better get hold of us.
And I suppose if there's any other way except prayer that folks could get involved, it will be explained on the social media?
Yeah, and if they make contact with us, we'd be able to advise and help them. Yeah. Also, sorry, the email address is samcf3@gmail.com. samcf3@gmail.com.
Thank you, folks. You've heard that. Mfundis, Max, what last word would you like to share with the listeners of GNCR Radio?
I would like to thank you for this opportunity you have given us to share about the military ministry. And because the military ministry is prayer-based, I would like to encourage people. People have gone through a lot of difficulties over the last few years, but our God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God has not given up on us. God will see us through whatever challenge. Let the challenge bring you to the Lord rather than the other way. Because some people tend to think, oh, why would God let us go through this? God is with you through your trouble, and He will bring you to the other side. If only you can hold on and call upon His name without ceasing, draw near to Him, and then you will find that there is always help at the end. The problem you see today, tomorrow you won't see it again. That's all I can say to encourage people who have lost loved ones, who have gone through sickness, that the Lord is with you. And the Lord is going to bring you to the other side. That's my message to the people who have gone through situations, and some of them at the verge of giving up or looking elsewhere. It's only the Lord. Salvation belongs unto Him. Your help comes from the Lord. David said, I look nowhere else but to the mountains from where my help comes from. He is and will remain always your helper.
Thank you, gentlemen. That was nice chatting to you. Who you've listened to, the Reverend Max Mupundi and Captain Peter Lawrence from the South African Military Christian Fellowship. Goodbye and God bless.
Well, thank you to our CEO, Dr. Gregory Denation, with this wonderful second part of the interview with Captain Peter. Friends, we're going to listen now to our to our news. I really trust that God will bless us as we're going to listen to it from Riranso Mangani, as she's going to share with us now.
Attention! Good evening, South Africa. Good evening, listeners of EZFM. Riranso Mangani, your news reader. We pray for the peace and an end to the terrible war in Ukraine, as well as conflicts in other areas of the world. Let us continue to pray that the soldiers fighting on both sides in Ukraine tend to and find comfort and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for their safety and the gift of eternal life in heaven. That they will have the peace that surpasses all understanding through Christ Jesus the Lord. We, the SMCF, continue to praise and thank our Heavenly Father for the blessed and successful 10-day show, Tell Promotion Trip, to help establish SMCF committees in 5 other South African provinces. The Reverend Max Mopondi from our AMCF Principal Support Organization joined our National Executive Director for the 5.5-kilometer trip. Your prayers are please requested for the follow-up of the trip, that the newly established committees will go from strength to strength in their individual provinces. The trip also allowed Peter and Max to visit neighboring countries, Lesotho, and their visit was very well received by the Lesotho Chaplaincy and had approved and go ahead of the Lesotho Defense Force Army Commander. The Association of Military Christian Fellowship Prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sins. Bless the servicemen and women of all nations. and grant that we know the joy of being all in one in Jesus Christ. May be filled with your love and pass it to one another through the power of the Holy Spirit until His coming again. Amen. Please pray for the SANDF and other South African troops presently deployed to Mozambique, to northern Mozambique, to conduct peacekeeping operations. Pray also for the naval and air support as well as the medical staff all serving in different areas of operation. Planning for the Regional Association of Military Christian Fellowship in Aration, which is again taking place in Madagascar from the 8th to the 15th of October 2022, continues to go well. Military ethics will be a new subject included in the program. Please pray for the preps to go well and please consider financially supporting a delegate or delegates to attend from Southern Africa. Our SANCF police needs financial support to send two naval petty officers to Madagascar to attend the inauguration. Do consider whether you might help financially towards their airfare. We please value our listeners' prayer for this news item. We thank God for our SANDF chaplaincy. Please join us praying for the ministry and the service in the SANDF. Please consider how you listeners might become more involved in supporting the ministry of the SMCF in the SANDF. This might be through prayer, financially, or other means. Let us know and we will further interact and contact you. Your support will be very much appreciated. I thank you. Remember, our contact details are 062-028-7546. I repeat, 062-028-7546. Our email address is is@gncr.org.za. is@gncr.org.za. And smcf3@gmail.com. I repeat, smcf3@gmail.com. You can also text us on our messenger, on our Facebook page at South African Military Christian Fellowship. Have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you for that news, Riri. May God bless you. Folks, we're going to sign out now. May God bless you until we meet each other again, the Lord's willing, next week, the same time, the same place. God bless you.